vez a su vez la
in time, let everyone remain standing.
Níbi tá a dé yìí, kí gbogbo a ó dìde dúró.
And let everyone close his or her eyes.
Kí gbogbo a ó sì dìjú wa.
Because
nítorí
within the next few minutes,
láàrin ìṣẹ́jú díẹ̀,
some strange things
àwọn nǹkan àjèjì
that have tormented people for years
tó ti ń dá àwọn ènìyàn lóró fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀
ọdún
yóò ṣí kúrò.
And when they are being shifted away,
nígbà tí wọ́n bá sì ń ṣí kúrò,
I want them to be shifted permanently out.
Mo fẹ́ kí wọ́n ṣí dì kúrò pátápátá.
So it's important for you to concentrate.
Nítorí náà ó dára kó o fọkàn sí yìí.
There are people here this morning.
Àwọn ènìyàn ń bẹ níbí lóòrọ̀ yìí.
Who have burdens on their hearts.
Tí wọ́n ní ẹrù wúwo lọ́kàn wọn.
Problems that have been tormenting them.
Àwọn ìṣòro tó ti ń dá wọn lóró.
We close from here today.
Nígbà tá ò bá fi ṣetán níbí lónìí.
Those problems shall be no more.
Àwọn ìṣòro yóò ti dá láìsí.
There are people in this meeting today.
Àwọn ènìyàn ń bẹ nínú ìpàdé yìí lónìí.
And the doctors have given up on you.
Táwọn oníṣègùn ìbò ti sọ pé kò sí ìrètí mọ́.
All of a sudden.
Lójijì.
The power of God shall come upon your life.
Agbára Ọlọ́run yóò pàlẹ́ ayé rẹ.
And that yoke of impossibility shall be broken.
Àjàgà àìṣeéṣe ọ̀hún yóò sì fọ́.
There are many here this day.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ló wà bí lónìí.
Who all their lives have been put in the second, third, fourth place but never in their right places.
Tó jẹ́ pé ní gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé wọn ipò kejì, ipò kẹta, ipò kẹrin ni wọ́n máa ń wà, wọn ò fìgbà kan wà ní ipò tó tọ́ sí wọn rí.
As you begin to pray now.
Bá o ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbàdúrà báyìí.
An anointing shall fall upon you.
Fòróró yàn kan yóò pàdé ọ.
And you shall be lifted.
O sì dẹnu ìgbéga.
So many things will happen here this day.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan ni yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ ní ìlú lónìí.
But the first thing that will happen very quickly now.
Gbogbo àkọ́kọ́ tí yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ kíákíá báyìí.
Is for the owners of any evil load to carry their load.
Ní pé kí àwọn tó ní ẹrù ibi kí wọ́n gbé ẹrù wọn.
Sisters, wherever you sisters are, can you shout a loud hallelujah? Brothers, can you shout a loud hallelujah? Let all of us shout a loud hallelujah. It is without volume.
Pẹ̀lú ohun yẹn.
Without any reduction.
Láì din kù rárá.
That I want you to pray this prayer.
Mo fẹ́ kẹ́ gba àwọn àdúrà wọ̀nyí.
Which we are only going to pray for few seconds.
Tí a gbà fún ìṣẹ́jú akàn díẹ̀.
But the few seconds are enough.
Gbọ́ àwọn ìṣẹ́jú akàn díẹ̀ náà ó tó.
For the Lord to do all that he wants to do.
Kí Olúwa ó lè ṣe ohun gbogbo tó fẹ́ ṣe.
Say every witchcraft padlock.
Gbogbo àgádágodo àwọn àjẹ́.
Ordained against my life.
Tí wọ́n yàn lòdì sáyé mi.
Can you shout it loud?
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ rárá. child.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Command the padlock to break. In the name of Jesus. That's right.
Then.
It must be broken. It must be broken. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus. Abadura.
Don't joke with this next prayer. Especially if I've been dreaming of seeing snails, tortoises in your dream.
Those
slow moving animals.
It's
evidence that the enemy is slowing down your progress. Every concussion of stagnancy. Can you say this loud and clear? That is working against me.
Don't she shallow to see me?
Can you shout this loud? Down. In the name of
Jesus.
Deal with their concussions.
So would you have been?
Today is today. In the name of Jesus. Yes. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus.
Look at what is happening over there. Something has been taken out on somebody's chest. It's like a millipede. It's coming out of your chest. That heart has been giving you trouble.
But
the power of God is coming upon you now. There is a little boy here. They say that you have a hole in the heart. Right there where that little boy is. The power of God is falling upon him. And the hole has been closed. Shout this loud and clear. Louder than anyone here. Every satanic prophecy. Every satanic prophecy.
Gbogbo aso tele satani.
Against my life.
Lo desire me.
Catch fire.
Jono.
In the name of Jesus.
Yoruba Jesu.
Destroy the prophecy of darkness.
Pa aso tele okokoro.
It must not function.
Gbodo duro.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, call Jesus like that.
Wonderful. Very wonderful.
Owen Yanuni.
I saw someone over there.
And they come one bay.
You come from a family where they worship snakes.
It delayed you want to man boy to Lotiwa.
Where you are. The power of God will fall upon you.
And you
will not be able to stand on your feet.
Oh, see why you let that room
until the last serpent leaves your body.
That is
the person over there. Yes, the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of the serpent is broken. You now say this loud and clear before we sit down.
And this is an important prayer you must pray for your life.
Adura yi o si je adura pataki to ni lati gba fun aye re.
Satanic informants.
Awon oniroyin satani.
Reporting me to witchcraft coven.
Don fejo mi sun ajo awon aje.
Can you say this loud and clear?
Oniroyin satani.
I silence you today in the name of Jesus. Silence informants in Jesus name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
Wonderful God, we thank you for this morning.
Olorun ya na dupe fun owuro yi.
We praise your holy name for your mighty power upon this place.
Ayoruko mimo yin fun agbara nla yin lori bi yi.
We praise your name for your power which is the absolute power.
Ayoruko mimo yin nitori agbara yin ti se agbara giga julo.
Thank you because you are Jehovah Jireh.
Asi dupe nitori eyin ni Jehovah Jireh.
You are Jehovah Nissi.
Eyin ni Jehovah Nissi.
You are the El Shaddai.
Eyin ni El Shaddai.
We give you praise.
Afi yin fun yin.
Accept our thanks in Jesus
name. Ebo wa loruko Jesu Kristi.
That which you have promised to do here today.
Ohun ni ta se leri pe o se nibi loni.
Because you have said there is no one who comes to today's service who will go home empty handed.
Nitori ati wi pe ko se eniti yo wa sisin toni ta si lo le lowo ofo.
That which you have promised to do here today.
Ohun ta ti se leri pe o se ni loni.
By your power.
Nipa agbara yin.
By your glory.
Nipa ogo yin.
By your zeal.
Nipa itara yin.
Perform them in the name of Jesus.
Se won se ni oruko Jesu.
Now lay your two hands upon your head.
Eje ka da o wa mejeji le ori wa bayi.
Say this louder than anyone around you.
Ko si gbohun soke gidigidi wi bayi.
You owners of evil Lord.
Eye leru ibi.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Epe oro Oluwa.
Carry your load by fire.
Eperu yin nipa ina.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Open your mouth and begin to declare. They must carry their loads. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray that prayer again.
You
must carry their loads. By the power and the blood of Jesus.
They must carry
their loads. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Nice, one more time.
Okay, can see.
But listen to this, what's a prophecy?
For some
people who are here today.
For awon kan to nbe nibi ilo ni.
The Lord said I should tell somebody here.
Oluwa ni wi fun enikan nibi.
That the kind of contract you've never had.
De iru ise agbase ti o igbaru re ri.
Will come your way within 10 days from now.
Laaro ojo mewa so ni lori nso.
And the Lord will perfect that which concerns that
Oluwa
business.
There is
also someone here. You have been failing these exams consistently. You just did one now. The Lord said you should not worry yourself. That this particular one. You have already succeeded. There are some people here.
Awon kan nbe nibi.
There's an evil mark on their forehead.
Ami buburu kan wa niwaju ori won.
And the mark is a mark of bad luck.
Ami na si je ami ori buburu.
Evil cloud.
Ikuku buburu.
Anywhere they go.
Ibi gbogbo ti won ba nlo.
Beginning from today.
Lati oni yi lo.
That mark has been wiped off.
Ami ori o ti pare.
By the power in the blood of Jesus.
Pa sare je Jesus.
some people here too. Today,
Loni,
you are going to have what we call uncommon promotions. And by the next time of changes,
you
have mighty testimonies. There is a word for somebody too. Already before they have pronounced you dead. One way or the other, you are still living. The Lord said, I should tell you that he has overruled everything those doctors have said to
you.
And he shall be well with you. There is also someone.
It's
as if the whole of your body does not belong to you. They seem to be listening to another instruction. It's because your body has been taken away by the powers of darkness.
But
right there where you are, a replacement has taken place. There is a word too for someone here. This person is a woman. The Lord is planning to catapult you into unbelievable
things.
Where you do not even believe you will get to. The Lord will catapult you
here.
Please. Mark these words. Mark
these
words. Now for the final time, you are going to open your mouth again.
Okay, you are going so okay.
Everyone of you
will
know.
Everyone.
Carry your Lord by fire. In the name of
Jesus.
They must carry their loads.
One day to be
everyone.
By fire.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus. God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Shout it loud and clear. Now shout it in your language. Make it loud and clear. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Now, today's service, beloved,
it's
a deliverance service. And we're going to be looking at a topic. And I want you to pay good attention. Power against mysterious oppressions.
Agbara lodisi awon enira to jinle.
Power against mysterious oppressions.
Agbara lodisi awon enira aditu.
And this message is going to be very blunt.
Oro yi yo si lo tara laipe koro.
So that you understand what we're talking about.
So
you know what to do when the time comes.
O ba le mo to se ngba to ba ya.
In Revelation chapter 17,
iwe ifihan ori ketadini ogun,
we are introduced to a particular entity.
Asoro nipa eda kan nibe.
Revelation chapter 17,
iwe ifihan ori ketadini ogun,
verse 5.
Ese ikarun.
Revelation 17:5.
Iwe ifihan ori ketadini ogun ese ikarun.
And upon her forehead was a name written.
Ati niwaju re ni oruko kan ti a ko.
Mystery.
Ohun ijile.
Babylon the Great.
Babylon nla.
The mother of harlots.
Iya awon panshaga.
Abominations of the earth.
Ati awon ohun irira aye.
And I saw the woman drunken even with the blood of the saints.
Mo si ri obirin na mu eje awon eniyan mimo.
And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus.
Ati eje awon ajeriku Jesu.
And when I saw her,
ngba ti mo si ri,
I wonder with great admiration.
Enu ya mi gidigidi.
A mysterious power.
Agbara ijinle.
Strong enough to even drink the blood of the saints.
To lagbara de bi pe o tun mu eje awon eni mimo.
There are some powers and some satanic operations that are completely mysterious.
Awon agbara kan wa ati awon ise satanic kan to je ohun ijinle.
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7.
Thessalonica keji ori keji ese keje.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7.
Thessalonica keji ori keji ese keje.
The Bible tells us that this kind of mystery is already at work.
Bibeli ti le so fun wa pe iru ohun ijinle yi o ti bere si sise.
2 Thessalonians
Thessalonica keji
chapter 2
ori keji
verse 7.
Ese keje.
For the mystery of iniquity doth already work.
Nitori pe ohun ijinle ise ti nsise na.
There is a mystery of iniquity already at work now.
Ohun ijinle ise kan wa to ti nsise lo lo bayi.
Then let's go quickly to the book of Daniel.
Awa lo sinu iwe Danieli.
Chapter 2.
Ori keji.
Verse 22.
Ese ikejile ni ogun.
Daniel chapter 2.
Danieli ori keji.
Verse 22.
Ese ikejile logun.
The book of Daniel,
iwe Danieli,
chapter 2,
ori keji,
verse 22.
Ese ikejile logun.
He's talking about God.
O nsoro nipa Olorun nibi.
He revealed the deep and secret things.
O fi ijinle ati asiri han.
There are some deep, there are some secret things that only God can reveal.
Awon ohun ijinle ati awon ohun asiri kan wa to je pe Olorun nikan lo le fi han.
He knew what is in the darkness.
O mo ohun to wa lokunkun.
And the light dwelleth with him.
Lord ore ni mole si wa.
When we say mystery, what do we mean?
No matter what so pe ohun ijinle ki lo tumo si.
We mean secret.
An soro nipa ohun asiri,
something baffling.
Ohun to nko ni lominu,
a concealed operation.
Ise afipamo,
something cryptic.
Ohun kan to je aditu,
dark.
Ohun to sokokun,
hidden.
Ohun to farasin,
perplexing.
Ohun to ma mu ki idamu dabo de ba ni.
Strange.
Ohun ajeji.
When we're talking about mystery.
Ngba ta ba ni ohun ijinle.
Something occultic.
Ohun kan to ni se pelu okunkun.
Unnatural.
Ohun ti ko ba isedadogba.
Or magical.
Ohun to je bi alupayida.
Men call them mystery.
Awon eniyan ma pe won ni ohun ijinle.
Something that is deep.
Ohun to jinle.
Beyond the power of human brain to understand.
To ju ohun ti oye eniyan to le mo lo.
We call them mystery.
Ohun ijinle la ma n pe ru re.
A man is a fool if he believes that all his brain can understand is all that is available.
Enikeni to ba lero pe gbogbo nkan ti opolo ohun mo nikan lo ohun gbogbo to wa.
There are realms that operate above the human brain.
Àwọn ìpele kan wà àti àwọn ìṣe kan wà tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ tó sì ga ju ìmọ̀ ọpọlọ ènìyàn lọ.
A man is a fool if he thinks he can put God in a test tube and test him out.
Ènìyàn tó bá lérò pé òun lè fi Ọlọ́run sí akọ̀rọ̀ kan kó òun sì máa ṣe àyẹ̀wò rẹ̀ bí oníṣègùn onítọ̀hún òpè ni.
When we talk about mystery, we are talking about things that are unrevealed.
Nígbà tá a bá ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ohun ìjìnlẹ̀, à ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ohun tí a ò fi hàn.
Something that eludes comprehension and explanation.
Ohun tí a ò lè ṣàlàyé rẹ̀, tí òye rẹ̀ ò sì yé ni.
It baffles the understanding. It cannot be explained.
Ohun tí ó máa ń mú kí òye ènìyàn kó máa wo báyìí.
Dark secret.
Àṣírí ìkọ̀kọ̀ tó jinlẹ̀.
Deep dark secret.
Àṣírí òkùnkùn tó jinlẹ̀.
That's what is called.
Ohun tó ń jẹ́ ohun ìjìnlẹ̀ nìyẹn.
Something peculiar.
Ohun tó yàtọ̀.
Arousing wonder.
Ohun tó máa ń fa ìyàlẹ́nu.
And therefore as you read your Bible.
Nítorí náà bá a bá ti ń ka Bíbélì wa.
Begin to find plenty of mysteries that the Bible refers to.
A ó máa rí i pé Bíbélì sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ohun ìjìnlẹ̀.
We already read about mystery Babylon.
A ti kà nípa ohun ìjìnlẹ̀ Babylonì.
We read the mystery of iniquity.
A ti kà nípa ohun ìjìnlẹ̀ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
The Bible tells us in Ephesians 1:9.
Ninu Efesu ori kini ese ikesan Bibeli wi fun wa.
That the calling of the Gentiles into the Christian church is a mystery.
Pe ipe awon alaigbagbo wonu ijo Kristeni o je ohun ijinle.
The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15.
Bibeli tun so fun wa ni Corinthi kini ori 15.
The resurrection of the dead is a mystery.
Pe ajinde awon oku ohun ijinle ni.
The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 13.
Ninu iwe Matthew ori keta la Bible tun so fun wa.
The certain doctrines in the Bible, they are mysteries.
Be awon eko kan ninu Bible ohun ijile ni won.
The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 5.
Ninu Efesu ori karun Bible wi fun wa.
That the union between Christ and his people as like as a marriage union is a mystery.
Be igbeyawo tabi ajosepo to nbe laarin Christ ati awon eniyan re. Ohun ijile ni.
Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 1.
Inu iwe ifin ori kini Bible tun wi fun wa.
The seven stars and the seven candlesticks, they are all mysteries.
Be irawo meje ni ati fitila meje ni ohun ijile ni won.
So what am I trying to make you understand?
Ki lo ohun ti mo wa gbianju lati je ko ye yin.
The first point is this.
Koko akoko re,
we live in a very mysterious world.
Aye to je ohun ijile la ngbe inu re.
We live in a very mysterious world.
Aye to je ohun ijile la ngbe inu re.
So you cannot expect to be here and to live here as a natural man and you expect to succeed.
Nitori na o le reti pe o wa laye ko si ma gbe aye lasan ko si saseyori.
You cannot expect to live here as a natural man and be an overcomer. It's not possible.
O le ma gbe aye pe eniyan lasan ko si je ajagun segun ko
se. Our world is full of mysteries.
Ile aye wa yokun fun opolopo ohun ijile.
It takes mysteries to tackle mysteries.
Asi nilo ohun ijile lati le mo idi ohun ijile omiran.
You as a believer must live a mysterious life to overcome the mysterious circumstances of life.
Iwo gaga bi onigbagbo oni lati ma gbe igbe aye ohun ijile ko to le bori awon isele ijile nile aye.
You must come to a time in your life where people don't even understand you.
O le lati de ipo kan nile aye re ti oye oro re gan ni yi awon eniyan mo.
Jesus told Nicodemus.
Yesu wi fun Nicodemus.
The wind blew where it listed.
Pe afefe nfe sibi to wu.
So thou hearest the sound thereof.
Eyin pa iro re.
But no, it's not that way it goes, where it comes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit of God. They operate like the wind. You can't catch them or capture them. Just as the wind is mysterious in action. That's how we're supposed to be as Christians. What I read to you just now was John chapter 3 verse 8. The wind blew where it listed. Now no, it's not from whence it comes or goes. So it takes a mysterious approach.
Only know why Jile
to have a mysterious triumph.
Latin. Ni isegun ijile
in a mysterious world like ours.
Ni ile aye to jile bi iru ti wa yi.
The devil who hates man with perfect hatred has organized his weapons in many mysterious ways that has caged so many people. I'm now going to examples of mysterious oppressions that we have seen and that is common and that is harassing some people now.
Won wa soro nipa awon apere inilara ijile to wopo lode oni ta ti ri to si damu awon eniyan.
Mysterious oppression.
Awon inilara ijile.
There are some ladies who move about.
Awon obirin kan wa ti won lo kiri.
As if a male organ has been inserted into their womb.
Bi eni pe nkan omokunrin won ti fi si oju ara won.
And they are constantly sexually aroused.
Nigba gbogbo ni ara won si ma n dide fun ibasepo.
Without seeing who is causing it.
Lai ri eni to n fa.
It's a mysterious oppression.
Inilara ijile ni.
What is happening in this case?
Kilo ohun to n sele niru akoko be.
The spirit husband is now is attached to the waist.
And goes
around with the person like
that. I
pray that if you are here like that this morning,
you shall
be set free by fire and by force in the name of Jesus. That is an example of a mysterious operation. There are some people now. Immediately those who follow masquerades begins to whistle. Their heads will become light. Their head will spring up. They become excited. It is a mysterious operation.
There
is a covenant between you and that evil sound you are hearing. There are some people, all their lives they are always filled with all kinds of sexual imaginations. What is happening in this case?
The
enemy has put a satanic video playing machine inside your soul, which is playing terrible pictures.
Yes,
and as far as your mind, your heart is like that, there are many breakthroughs that you never have. It's a mysterious operation. There have been cases. There will be no problem. They will be living a normal life until somebody proposes marriage. We found a case like that. The day somebody proposed to that sister, what will happen is that the next day some terrible large pimples will cover her face.
And then
the person will run away.
There will
be cases like
this.
The man has a job. The woman has a job. But immediately they make marital contacts. The man loses his job. The woman loses his job. A mysterious oppression. This is a serious problem. There are some people, they get pregnant and the pregnancy disappears. The enemy just takes things out.
They
are mysterious oppression. There are people that when they go to the hospital, the enemy will go to the doctors and the pharmacies and they'll give them the wrong drugs and give them the wrong treatments. We had a crusade somewhere in England. And a woman came to complain that her son was in trouble. Because the son was arrested for sleeping with a goat until the goat died. Why should a man be sleeping with a goat? Mysterious oppression. There are some oppressions. Anytime there is any electrical appliances on, the way that appliance is behaving is what their body will be reacting to. A mysterious oppression. There have been cases, beloved, when people just hear strange voices and they listen to the strange voice. We were at a place some years back and this fellow was a medical doctor. They sat him down, but I found that some FT men were standing by him. I said, why are you standing by him? Say, sir, you will see now. All of a sudden, this doctor jumped up and ran out of the church.
They
ran after him to bring him
back. They sat him down
again.
I said,
"Doctor, what did you wrong?"
He said,
"I heard a voice saying, 'Run!'" And he stood up and started running. Mysterious oppression. There are some people suffering from what you call insect invasion. They feel that insects are walking all over their bodies.
You can't
see any insects. There was even the case of a man many years back. Anytime he slaps his head, he brings out a live cockroach. That is as a result of an attack by a spirit called
Beelzebub.
These are mysterious operations. There are some. Anytime they have a particular dream, there will be trouble. Any good thing they want to do will collapse immediately. I pray that this morning before we leave this place, anyone who is under mysterious oppression will be delivered in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Some dream of snakes. They feel that snakes are beside them in the bed. But they can't see the thing. There are some. They are walking about. But there appears to be an invisible load on the head. Nobody can see the load, but the load is there. How many people will they tell? Can't tell anybody. People will say they are crazy. There have been cases of blindness that has no medical reason. They look at the eyes perfect. They look at the connection between the eyes and the brain perfect. Yet the eye cannot see. There are people who have peppery bodies. The enemy has programmed pepper into their body. It's a mysterious oppression. Beloved, you may find this difficult to believe. There are people who have this feeling that somebody is pursuing them. Sometimes they look back, but they can hear footsteps, but they can't see who is doing it. These are mysterious oppressions. There are some people, beloved, they sleepwalk. They without opening their eyes, rise up from the bed, walk out of the bedroom, sometimes go to the fridge, take a drink, eyes closed, still sleeping and snoring, and they go back to the bed and sleep again. Remote controlling power. Mysterious oppression. There was a man that was having this sleepwalking problem. One night he woke up like that. Without opening his eyes. He went to the kitchen. Took a knife. Walked back to his wife on the bed. And stabbed the wife to death.
He
went back to the bed. And slept off. Mysterious oppression. There are people who have what to call out of body experiences. They know that they are not dreaming, but they know it's as if their spirit is being pulled out. It's a mysterious oppression. There are some sisters.
Àwọn arábìnrin kan wà.
They are not breastfeeding.
Wọn ò fún ọmọ lọ́yàn.
Some are not even married.
Òmíràn ti ẹ̀ tí ì lọ́kọ.
And all medical tests in their bodies okay.
Gbogbo àyẹ̀wò àwọn oníṣègùn lágbo ara wọn, ó wí pàgọ́ ara wọn pé.
Yet they have milk coming out of their breast without any breastfeeding.
Láì jẹ́ pé wọ́n fún ọmọ lọ́mú, wàrà sì máa jáde ní ọmú wọn.
These are mysterious operations.
Ìnilára ìjìnlẹ̀ ni.
There are some people.
Àwọn kan wà.
They have what you call gentleman spirit husband.
Wọ́n ní ìṣòro ọkùnrin ọkọ ọ̀run tó jẹ́ ẹni jẹ́jẹ́.
Doesn't harass them.
Kì í yọ wọ́n lẹ́nu.
They wake up in the morning.
Wọ́n á jí lóòrọ̀.
They find money under their pillow.
Wọ́n á rí owó lábẹ́ ìrọ̀rí wọn.
Put there by the spirit husband.
Ọkọ ọ̀run òun ló sì fi síbẹ̀
o. Don't know where the money came from.
Wọn ò mọ ibi tó wọ̀ ọ̀hún ti wá.
There's some.
Àwọn mìíràn.
They have rapist spirit husband.
Wọ́n ní ọkọ ọ̀run tó ń fipá bá ni lò.
And by the time they wake up they feel that somebody has violated them and it's very very painful.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá sì máa tají wọ́n á rí pé ẹnìkan ti bá wọn láṣepọ̀. Ara sì máa ro wọn.
These are mysterious operations.
Gbogbo ilé wọ̀nyí ìnira ìjìnlẹ̀ ni.
There are some.
Àwọn mìíràn wà.
Things will be going well.
Nǹkan yóò máa lọ déédéé.
But immediately they touch it.
Gbọ́n ní kété tó bá fọwọ́ kàn.
Their touch destroys it.
Ìfọwọ́kàn tí wọ́n abà nǹkan náà
jẹ́. You employ that kind of person in your office, immediately you employ them, the place goes down.
O bá gbàrú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ síbi iṣẹ́ rẹ ní kété tó bá ti gbà wọ́n bá ibẹ̀ àsì dojúdé.
You may also find it difficult to believe, beloved.
Ilé ìgbọ́n lè ṣòro fún yín láti gbàgbọ́ ara.
There are plenty of people with inner aquarium. It's like there's fishes swimming inside their body.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ló wà tó jọ pé ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ já ń lúwẹ̀ẹ́ nínú ikùn wọn.
But who can they tell?
Mọ́ta nìkan wí fún.
They can't tell anybody.
Wọ́n lè wí fẹ́ nìkan.
You go and tell some pastors, they will say, no, this is not normal.
O bá lọ sọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ fáwọn olùṣàgùtàn kan wá sọ pé rárá eré eléyìí ò lè ṣẹlẹ̀.
It's like our last crusade in South Africa.
Bí ìsọjí tá a ṣe kẹ́yìn nílẹ̀ gúúsù Áfíríkà ni.
As a woman who came for counseling.
Obìnrin kan wá fún ìgbaninímọ̀ràn.
No matter how she dressed up at night, wearing trousers, wearing tight dresses, by the time she woke up, something will have undressed her and packed her clothes beside the bed.
Bó ti wù kó wọ aṣọ tó lẹ̀ mọ́ lára tó ní alẹ́, nígbà tí yóò bá fi jí, yóò rí pé nǹkan kan ti bọ́ aṣọ kúrò lára òun, ó sì ti bá òun ká gbogbo rẹ̀ sẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ ibùsùn.
The thing will neatly fold the dress away and sexually violate her.
Nǹkan náà á bá ká gbogbo aṣọ rẹ̀, á kó sẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́, á sì báṣe pẹ̀lú ipá.
She went to her pastor.
O lọ sọ fún olùṣàgùtàn rẹ̀.
The pastor said go to psychiatric hospital.
Olùṣàgùtàn ní kó lọ sí ilé ìwòsàn àwọn alárùn ọpọlọ.
Because he didn't understand.
Nítorí kò yé.
There is an oppression.
Pé ìnilára ni.
There are plenty of cases of adults bedwetting.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ àwọn àgbàlagbà tó ń tọ̀ lé ló wà.
These are mysterious oppressions.
Ìnilára àdìtú ni.
There are many examples of personal rain falling on people.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ òjò àdárọ̀ tó ń rọ̀ sórí àwọn ènìyàn ló wà.
Personal sand being thrown at people.
Kí wọ́n máa dá da iyẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ènìyàn kan.
All these are mysterious oppressions.
Gbogbo ilé wọ̀nyí ìnilára ìjìnlẹ̀ ni.
Some hear drum beats.
Àwọn ẹlòmíràn á tilẹ̀ máa gbọ́ ìró ìlù.
They don't know who is beating the drums.
Kò mọ ẹni tó ń lùlù ọ̀hún.
And there are plenty of people with satanic deposits in their body.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ló sì wà tó jẹ́ pé àwọn ohun àfipamọ́ Sátani ń bẹ lára wọn.
There are mysterious oppression.
Ìnilára ìjìnlẹ̀ ni.
There are people who do a lot of eating. They eat a lot but there is no corresponding growth.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ló wà tí wọ́n máa ń jẹun gan o, ṣùgbọ́n ẹ ò lè rí lára wọn.
Some people's money, clothes will disappear without being stolen by any physical thief.
Owó ẹlòmíràn, aṣọ rẹ̀ tàbí àwọn ohun ìní rẹ̀ á kàn pòórá ni láì jẹ́ pé adigunjalè tàbí ọlọ́ṣà jí.
Some have sores in the body that have refused to heal.
Àwọn ẹlòmíràn wọ́n ní ojú lára wọn tó kọ̀ tí ò san.
These are examples of mysterious oppression.
Àpẹẹrẹ ìnilára ìjìnlẹ̀ ni wọ́n.
A mysterious oppression is an oppression you find it difficult to share with people because they will think you are strange.
Ìnilára ìjìnlẹ̀ ni irú ìnilára tí ò ní lè sọ fún àwọn ènìyàn nítorí pé bó o bá wí fún wọn wọn á sọ pé ohun àjèjì ni.
A mysterious oppression is an oppression that you'll be embarrassed to own up that is happening to you.
Ìnilára ìjìnlẹ̀ ni irú ìnilára tí ojú yóò tì ọ́ láti lè gbà pé ó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ.
A mysterious oppression is an oppression that you can't explain it.
Ìnilára ìjìnlẹ̀ ni irú ìnilára tí ò lè ṣàlàyé.
Today
lónìí
we need to understand what
a nílò láti mọ ohun tí a wá bí wá.
For you to counter the mysterious.
Fún ọ láti lè gbógun ti ohun ìjìnlẹ̀.
You have to become mysterious yourself.
Ìwọ tìkára rẹ náà láti di any.
And one way you can become mysterious as a Christian.
Ona kan ti won si fi le di any jile gege bi Christian.
First of all, to get born again.
Oni pe ko koko di atunbi.
Once you become a true child of God.
Nigba to ba ti di omo Olorun ni toto.
What Jesus is saying in John 3:8 happens.
Ohun ti Jesus Christ so ni Johan ori keta ise kejo yo wa sele.
That you are like the wind.
O dabi afefe.
They can't catch you.
Won le gba omu.
As easily as that.
Bayen.
The second way you can become mysterious as a Christian, in order to counter the mysterious.
Ona ekeji ti wo gege bi Christian ifi le deni ijile ko ba le doju ko awon ohun ijile.
Is to learn how to speak mysteries.
Oni ko ko bi eniyan tin so oro.
It will be going well.
Nkan yo ma lo dede.
But immediately they touch it.
Boni kete ton ba fowo kan.
Their touch destroys it.
If for work continue about corner
you employ that kind of person your office meaning you employ them the place goes down. You may also find it difficult to believe, beloved. There are plenty of people with inner aquarium. It's like there's fishes swimming inside their
body.
But who can they tell? They can't tell anybody. You go and tell some pastors, they will say, no, this is not normal. It's like our last crusade in South Africa.
There's
a woman who came for counseling. No matter how she dressed up at night, wearing trousers, wearing tight dresses, by the time she woke up, something will have undressed her and packed her clothes beside the bed.
But you go wash your toilet, mon lara to ni ale. You got your baby G. You require un concanti bo ashokuro lara. What is it about? Un kabo bore sebe ibusu.
The thing will neatly fold the dress away and sexually violate her.
Un kano aba kabo bo ashole. Ako sebe asi bashi belu pa.
She went to a pastor. The pastor said, go to psychiatric hospital. Because he didn't understand.
It's
an oppression. There are plenty of cases of adults
bedwetting.
These are mysterious oppressions. There are many examples of personal rain falling on people. Personal sand being thrown at people. All these are mysterious oppressions. Some hear drum beats. They don't know who is beating the drums. And there are plenty of people with satanic deposits in their body.
There
are mysterious oppressions. There are people who do a lot of eating. They eat a lot, but there is no corresponding growth. Some people's money, clothes will disappear without being stolen by any physical thief. Some have sores in the body that have refused to heal. These are examples of mysterious oppression. A mysterious oppression is an oppression you find it difficult to share with people because they would think you are strange. A mysterious oppression is an oppression that you'll be embarrassed to own up that is happening to you. A mysterious oppression is an oppression that you can't explain it. Today, to understand what
you
for you to counter the mysterious, you have to become mysterious yourself. And one way you can become mysterious as a Christian,
ona kan ti won si fi le di any jile gege bi Christian,
first of all, to get born born again.
Oni pe ku koko di atunbi.
Once you become a true child of God.
Nigba to ba ti di omo Olorun ni toto.
What Jesus is saying in John 3:8 happens.
Ohun ti Jesus Christ so ni Johannu ori keta ise ikejo yo wa sele.
You are like the wind.
O dabi afefe.
They can't catch you.
Won le gba omu.
As easily as that.
Bayen.
The second way you can become mysterious as a Christian in order to counter the mysterious.
Ọ̀nà ìkejì tí ìwọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí Christian ìfilé dẹ́ni ìjìnlẹ̀ kó o bá lè dojú kọ àwọn ohun ìjìnlẹ̀.
Is to learn how to speak mysteries.
Òun ni kó o kọ́ bí ènìyàn ti ń sọ ọ̀rọ̀ ìjìnlẹ̀.
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
Ẹ wo Corinthi kíní orí kẹrìnlá.
Verse 2.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì.
1 Corinthians 14:2.
Corinthi kíní orí kẹrìnlá ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì.
You learn how to speak mysteries.
O ko bi eniyan tin so oro ijinle.
1 Corinthians 14:2.
Corinthi kini ori kerin la ise keji.
1 Corinthians 14:2 says,
o wi pe,
for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue.
Nitori eni tin soro ni ede aimo.
Speaketh not unto men.
Ko ba eniyan soro.
But unto God.
Bi ko se Olorun.
For no man understandeth him.
Nitori ko si eni ti o gbo.
How be it?
Sugbon
in the spirit
nipa ti emi
is speaketh mysteries.
O so ohun ijile.
Did you find that place in your Bible?
Se be yen wa nu bibeli tire.
In the spirit
inu emi
is speaketh mysteries.
O so ohun ijile.
The second way you can become mysterious.
Ona ikeji ti o fi le gba die ni ijile
is by praying aggressively in tongues.
O ni ko ma gbadura ipa ninu ifede fo.
So if you are here, you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I'm really sorry for you. You should seek it until you receive him.
Bo ba wa nibi to ti gba ibaptism mimo, mo ba kedun oni lati wa titi to fi ri gba.
Don't listen to preachers who are telling you, no, not everybody can speak in tongues, some may see visions. No. You are calling yourself a trunkless elephant.
Ma tẹ́tí pé Olúwa sì tó bá ń sọ fún ọ pé kì í ṣe gbogbo ènìyàn ló lè fèdè fọ̀, kì í ṣe gbogbo ènìyàn ló lè ríran. Tó o bá gbà fún ohun tí ò ń sọ ni pé o fẹ́ sọ ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ di erin tí ò lè fun.
The Bible says,
Bíbélì wípé,
this sign shall follow them that believe in me.
Àmì wọ̀nyí ni yóò máa tẹ ẹ̀tọ́ àwọn tó bá gbà mí gbọ́ lẹ́yìn.
Said, in my name they shall cast out devils.
Ní orúkọ mi, wọ́n máa lé ẹ̀mí èṣù jáde.
They shall speak with new tongues.
Wọ́n fi èdè tuntun fọ̀.
So you need to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
O ní láti gba ìbáptísí ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
And the initial evidence that you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit is that you will speak with new tongues.
Àmì àkọ́kọ́ tí ń fi hàn pé o ti gba ìbáptísí ẹ̀mí ọ̀hún, òun ni pé ó fi èdè tuntun fọ̀.
There is speaking in tongues as a result of baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Ìfèdè fọ̀ nítorí pé ènìyàn gba ìbáptísí ẹ̀mí mímọ́, ó wà.
Then there is one separate gift again called diverse tongues.
Ẹ̀bùn kan tún wá wà yàtọ̀ tí ó ń jẹ́ onírúurú èdè.
Don't mix that one up with baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Máa ń da méjèèjì pọ̀ pẹ̀lú ìbáptísí ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
Satan understands all languages.
Gbogbo èdè ló yé Sátani.
The only language that does not understand is when you begin to speak in tongues and you begin to speak mysteries.
Èdè kan ṣo tí òye náà ni ìgbà tó bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí fèdè fọ̀ tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sọ ohun ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀.
So when you are a believer, you do not speak in tongues, you are not speaking mysteries.
Nígbà tó bá wá jẹ́ onígbàgbọ́ tí wọ́n kì í fèdè fọ̀, o sọ ohun ìjìnlẹ̀.
When you are speaking in tongues, it's like you are talking in parables. The enemy does not understand.
Nígbà tó bá ń fèdè fọ̀, ń ṣe ló dàbí ẹni tó ń pa òwe. Ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ ò sí
lè yọ̀ta. And as you speak it, you communicate mysteries.
Níbo sì ti ń sọ, ó máa sọ̀rọ̀ ohun ìjìnlẹ̀.
Because speaking in tongues is a language of the Holy Spirit.
Nítorí ìfèdè fọ̀, èdè ẹ̀mí mímọ́ ló jẹ́.
The Bible says we know not how what we should pray the way we should pray.
Bíbélì wípé àwa ò mọ bí a ó ti gbàdúrà ohun tá ó gbàdúrà fún àbí bí a ti lè gbàdúrà.
Spirit himself helpeth our infirmity.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ mi ti kára rẹ̀ ń ran àìlera wa lọ́wọ́.
It's not everything you want to say, sometimes you find your English or your local language to say it.
Kì í ṣe gbogbo ohun tó bá fẹ́ sọ nígbà mìíràn ló lè rí gẹ̀ẹ́sì tàbí èdè ìlú rẹ tó fi sọ.
You speak in tongues, it will lift up the bodies in your heart.
Bó bá fi èdè fọ̀, yóò gbé àwọn ẹrù wúwo tó fẹ́ lọ́kàn rẹ kúrò.
Will saturate your environment.
Yóò bo agbègbè rẹ mọ́lẹ̀.
Will clear the cloud over your head.
Yóò ká àwọn ìkúùkù búburú tó ń bẹ lórí rẹ kúrò.
That's why Paul said.
Ìdí nìyẹn ni Paul fi wípé.
So I thank my God.
Mo dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run.
That I speak in tongues more than you all.
Pé èmi ń fi èdè fọ̀ ju gbogbo yín lọ.
So if it's good enough for Paul.
Bó bá dáa tó bá yẹn fún Paul.
It's good enough for you.
Ó dáa jù bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ fún wọ.
When you begin to speak in tongues.
Bó bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí fèdè fọ̀.
It will enable you to counteract the mistake. various forces of darkness that surrounds us.
Yo mu ko le bori awon agbara ijile to yi wa ka.
So anybody, any power that robs you of that gift is robbing you of mysteries.
Nitori na agbara ka agbara to ba ja o lo le ebun yen ohun to nja o lo le re ni ohun ijile.
It says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God.
Nitori eni tin soro lede aimo ko ba eniyan soro bi ko se Olorun.
For no man understandeth him.
Nitori ko se eni to gbo.
Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries.
Sugbon nipa ti emi o nso ohun ijile.
The Bible says,
Bibeli wepe,
no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Ko se ohun ija ti won se lodi si yo ti o se rere.
Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment thou shall condemn.
Gbogbo awon ka won to ba dide si oni dajo ni iwo yo dalebi.
So when the wicked rises against a person, their first weapon is the tongue.
Nitori na ngba ti awon eni bi ba dide lodi si eyan ohun ija akoko won ohun ni ahan.
When you go to the realm of mystery, you counter their own tongue.
Oba si lo si ipele ti injine o fagile ahan ti won.
You don't need to understand what you are saying, it's not important.
Go nse dandan ko ohun to nso yi o, ko se pataki rara.
You don't need to understand what you are saying.
O nilo lati eti mo itumo ohun
to nso. All you want is victory.
Ohun ti won nilo ohun ni isegun.
The trouble is this, beloved.
Isoro bere ara.
It is a rule of warfare.
Ofin ninu ogun jija ni.
If you keep quiet,
bebo ba panumo,
the enemy will disgrace you.
Ota yo fi o seleya.
The tongues of the wicked,
awon awon eni buburu,
has been soaked in charms, in incantation, and in all kinds of enchantments.
Won ti ri bo oniruru ifaya ninu oniruru ofo ati ninu oniruru ogede.
So if you want to counter them,
itori na bo ba fe doju ko won ko segun won,
and we speak mysteries with tongues.
O so ohun ijile ninu ede.
So I encourage you, if you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost yet,
mo wa gba oniyanju bo ba wa ni ito eti gba baptism e bi mo,
with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you better rush and go to the tarry meeting and get it.
Pelu ami ifede fo o je yara lo si pade awon aduro toluwa lati gba emi mimo.
Because not speaking in tongues is a detergent.
Nitori ifede fo o je ose,
will clear away the dust of the enemy from your life.
Ti o fo idoti ota kuro laye re.
So the first way to become mysterious, get born again.
Ona akoko lati di eni ijile o ni pe ko da tun bi.
Second way to become mysterious, speak mysteries.
O ona keji lati le di eni ijile o ni ko bere si so ohun ijile,
by praying in tongues.
Nipa gbadura nu ede.
The third way to become mysterious,
ona keta ti abile di eni ijile,
is to take your battle to the heavens.
O ni ko gbe ogun re lo sinu awon orun.
The one who controls the heavens controls everything.
Eni to ba ti n sakoso awon orun lo n sakoso gbogbo.
Judges 5:20 tells us,
iwe onidajo ori karun ese ogun o wi fun wa,
that the stars in their courses fought against Sisera.
Pe awon irawo ninu ipa won ba Sisera ja.
When heavens begin to fight for you,
nigba ti awon orun ba bere si ja fun o,
there is no oppression that can overcome you.
Ko si ni lara kan to le bori re.
By the time Moses took his warfare to the heavens,
nigba ti Moses gbe ogun jija ati re to gbe wo inu awon orun
re, Pharaoh had nothing to wish to, with which to reply again.
Pharaoh ni ohun to le se si mo.
Are they arousing you in that place of work?
Ibi ise re se won ale mo.
Take the battle to the heavens.
Gbe ogun ohun wo inu awon orun lo.
Take your battle to the heavens.
Gbe ogun ti re wo inu awon orun lo.
The fourth way to become mysterious,
ona ikeni ti a fi le di eni ijile,
is to pray high voltage prayers.
Ohun ni ko ma gba adura to kun fun opolopo ina.
As written in James chapter 5 verse 17.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí a ti kọ sínú ìwé Jákọ́bù orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàdínlógún.
Say, effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much.
Iṣẹ́ àdúrà olódodo ó ní ó ń ṣe iṣẹ́ tó lá tó pọ̀.
The word fervent takes its root from boiling, when something is boiling.
Ọ̀rọ̀ ni ó sì túmọ̀ sí kí nǹkan máa gbóná kùṣùkùṣù.
There are slumbering prayers.
Àwọn àdúrà ògbé wọ́n wà.
There are casual prayers.
Àwọn àdúrà ayọ̀bọ́kẹ́ wà.
There are confused prayers.
Àwọn àdúrà rúdurùdu wà.
There are scattered prayers.
Àwọn àdúrà tó túká wọ́n wà.
There are absent-minded prayers.
Àwọn àdúrà àìfọkànsí ó wà.
There are prayers that go up and bring down nothing.
Àwọn àdúrà kan wà tó ń lọ sókè tí ò ní mú nǹkan kan bọ̀.
There is ice cream prayers.
Àdúrà wàràkàsí wà.
There is something the Hausa people call dancer prayer, worthless prayer.
Àwọn àdúrà kan wà tí àwọn Hausa ń pè ní àdúrà tí ò wúlò.
Or the Igbos will call it efulefu prayers, prayers that carry fire, no power.
Àwọn àdúrà kan wà tí ó jẹ́ àdúrà tó fúyẹ́, agbára kò ní ná.
But there is acidic prayers.
Ṣùgbọ́n àdúrà tó lóró ó tún wà.
Highly charged prayers.
Àwọn àdúrà tó múná dóko.
Volcanic and bulldozing prayers.
Àdúrà katakata, àdúrà tó ń bú.
The high voltage prayers.
Àdúrà tó kún fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ iná.
That was the prayer Elijah prayed.
Irú àdúrà tí Elijah gbà nìyẹn.
and brought back rain again. How many people here this morning? Once you disgrace every mysterious operation, let the person shout aloud,
hallelujah.
Rise up on your feet now, beloved. Rise up on your feet. But you see, if you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, that is the first way of becoming mysterious. Wherever you are now,
so,
pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus
today.
I actually want to counter mysterious oppressions. Wherever you are, just leave your seat and run quickly to the frontier. Leave that seat, run quickly here.
Jesus.
Find a way to the altar very quickly. If
you are
in this meeting this morning and you know that unseen powers are biting your body, find a way quickly to the altar and be on your knees. As you pray this first prayer, say this louder than anyone here. Every power of oppression, of my father's house. Can you shout this with any anger?
Down!
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray now. Something must happen in your life here this morning. All the mysterious oppression must be cancelled.
They must be cancelled.
Yes.
Then.
Continue.
Yes, you are you.
That's the fire. It's going from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Those of you at the front, begin to shake your heads now. As you shake it vigorously, the animal and the insects program against your body shall be shaken off, and it shall go back to the senders. Yes,
then
it's happening. That's why you are here. Yes,
then
be released from the mysterious oppression. Released in the name of Jesus. Aha, aha. Aha.
Ben.
That's the power of God. 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 Yes, loose your hold. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. In the name of Jesus. That's right.
Ben.
You the serpent in the body. Catch fire. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let your anointing fall upon these children. Let every yoke of oppression be broken. Your one says, how God anointed Jesus with Holy Ghost and with power. Healing all those that were oppressed. Lord Jesus, touch all your children here. Let the oppression be swept away by the power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. may go back to your seat rejoicing.
E pada lo si bi jo ko si pelu idunu
bayi. That oppression has gone back to the sender.
Ni lara un o ti pada lo ba won to ran.
Come back to the sender.
O ti pada lo ba won to ran.
Thank you Jesus.
O seun Jesus.
Thank you Jesus.
O seun Jesus.
Thank you Jesus.
O seun Jesus. O seun Jesus.
Sing this song loud and clear.
E korin kigbe eleyi lohun
ra. Every owner of the load of oppression. Carry your load. In the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and begin to declare it. Command them to carry their load. Today is today. Masekaya bo shentera bakara bo senta. Yes, yes, yes. Command them to carry their loads. Every owner of the load of oppression, carry your load in the name of Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. That's the fire of God, that's the power of God. That's the fire, that's the power. Spirit of the living God. Move.
Move.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
Lord, I pray for these your children.
Olorun mo gbadura fun awon omo re wonyi.
I cut off every strange voice.
Oke gbogbo buburu kuro.
You shall no longer hear them.
E o ni gbo ohun na mo.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
And any power programming satanic voices into your brain, I command the powers to die in the name of Jesus. As from today, we fire back every arrow of strange voices back to the senders, back to the senders, back to the senders, back to the senders, back to the senders. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. The power of God has touched you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to sing this song loud and clear wherever you are. Sing it with power and with strength and with passion. A God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. Hallelujah! His mercy endure forever and ever. Oh, God, his holy name. Praise the Lord. Several things have happened right now. There are some people here. Good doors have been closing against you. But beginning from today, they shall close
them.
And if you are that person with objects moving about in your body, that yoke has just been broken. Somebody came to this meeting with a paper, a medical report. What they say is wrong with you. But right there where you are, the power of God has cancelled that pronouncement. As we pray these next three prayers, if you are in this meeting, you know you used to get pregnant and the enemy takes it out. After you've tested positive for pregnancy, you don't find it again. The enemy just takes it away. Find a way to this altar and be on your knees. Be on your knees. The hand of God is about to touch you. And this yoke will be broken completely. Also, if your wife is not here, you are here, you can represent your wife. Just be on your knees where you are. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Any power waiting to laugh me to scorn. Can you shout it loud and clear? I'm sure you can shout it loud and clear. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Masikate abo shende abo konta. Da ribo sipola katende. Manarabo koshepola kaya abo shente yaba. Every power watching to love you was called. Don't rule that if you miss a layer. You are a liar.
A Kenya.
Damn. Yes. Yes. Yes,
Benny.
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 Aha, aha. Benny. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
This is number two prayer.
Adura ke.
Any power.
Agbara kagbara.
Promoting captivity in my life. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. That's right. If he's promoting captivity, command them to catch fire. Yes. Oh yes.
Then
Masokate ya boshente ra bosanda.
Boshite la boka sanda ra.
Rapo le katende sente ya ba.
Sutafia bosade sheria.
Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Now this third one. I want you to pray like a mad prophet.
It's
a direct attack on the enemy.
Serpents
and scorpions of my fathers are.
Ejo ati akeke ti le baba mi.
In the name of
Jesus.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Masekateya boshende karabasanta. Darabasopia likatenda sanda.
Lakasia toya boshe.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Something mysterious is happening to a woman over there.
Oh, we jile kan o sele si obirin kan lohun yen.
What they have taken away from your life.
Ohun ti won ti yo kuro laye re.
Has just been returned by the angels of the living God.
Awon gele Olorun alaye ti da pada.
That's right. That's right.
Benny.
That's the power.
It's
moving from person to person.
Moving
from person to person. Moving from person to person. The fire is burning in the womb. The fire is burning in the womb. It's burning in the womb. Wonderful God, I thank you for these children. Beginning from now, I decree that the pain, the sorrow, the tragedy, the disappointment, the frustration that the enemy has organized against you is scattered now in the name of Jesus. And the oppression you have been noticing in the past, you shall experience it no more. And everything that has been stolen from you, repossess your possession, 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 repossess your possession. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
You may go back to your seat, rejoice. A great victory has taken place in your life today. You will sing this song to you loud and clear. From the bottom of your heart. Dry bones shall rise again.
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 Lord Jehovah is able to do all things. Is able, able. Dry bones shall rise again.
Dry
bones shall rise again.
Dry bones shall rise again.
Oh, dry bones shall rise again.
Dry bones shall rise again.
Oh Lord Jehovah,
yes,
is able to do all things. Is able, able. Dry bones shall rise again.
Fire, the Holy Ghost fire,
send the fire again,
the Holy Ghost fire,
oh, send the fire,
send the fire,
the Holy Ghost fire,
send the fire again,
the Holy Ghost fire,
oh, send the fire,
send the fire, the Holy Ghost fire.
Send the fire again.
Holy Ghost. As you pray this next prayer, if you are here and you have gotten to the level of engagement about to marry, it will break off. Engagement about to marry, it will break off. Engagement about to marry, it will break off.
The
enemy is tormenting with failure at the edge of marital breakthrough. Quickly find a altar here and be on your knees as we all pray this prayer with boiling anger. Please don't joke with these prayers we're going to pray now. Because there are three of them. And they will bring serious breakthrough onto our lives. Every power pointing witchcraft fingers at me. Can you shout this loud and clear? Your time is up.
Yeah!
In the name of
Jesus.
Deal with that power. Masikato ya bo shentera bo kopondaraba. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Every witchcraft register.
Gbogbo iwe akosile awon aje
bearing my name,
ti won ko oruko mi si,
catch fire.
Jonah,
in the name of Jesus. Yes, command the register to catch fire.
Se ki iwe na ko jona.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
You now shout this louder than anyone around you.
O wa gohun soke ju gbogbo eni to nbe legbe re lo lati gba eleyi.
Because
nitori pe
you need to counter the mysterious with the mysterious.
Oni lati fi ohun ijile koju ohun ijile ni
dark and secret powers.
Agbara ikoko
assigned against me.
Ti won yan lodi si mi.
Scatter.
Ejuka.
The dark and secret powers. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Lord, I pray for these your children here.
Oluwa mo gbadura fun awon omo re to nbe niyin.
That every power
gbogbo agbara
standing at the border of your marital Canaan land.
To duro lenu ibode Canaan igbeyawo yin.
I command them to be buried today.
O pase koda gbogbo loni.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
The power that wants to frustrate your life. I command that power to be disgraced now. In the name of Jesus. Today that you are here. Possess your marital breakthrough. Possess it. In the name of Jesus. And it is well with you in Jesus' name. The Lord will bless you from Zion. And make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto
you.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. You sing this song loud and clear
to you.
From your heart to the King of Kings. And to the Lord of Lords. Has broken all the fetters. He has broken all the fetters. He has broken all the fetters. He has set me free.
He has set.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
Let's begin to thank the Lord for this morning.
Eje ka bere si dupe lowo Oluwa fun owurọ yi.
For what he has already done in your life.
Fun to ti se
ni ayewa. At this first prayer session.
Inu ipele adura akoko yi.
Thank you Jesus. Thank you Jesus.
O Jesu. O seun Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
O seun Jesu.
Please listen to me very carefully.
Eje wa tete gbo mi daada.
Before we leave this gathering today, there are some insurance, divine insurance prayers we have to pray.
Awon adura abo latorun wa o wa ta gbodo gba.
If you go away before we pray them,
o ba lo ka to gba won.
God have mercy on you.
Wait
for that divine insurance prayer before you depart
from here.
Thank you, Jesus.
O seun Jesu.
Shout three Jericho destroying hallelujah. Let's bring out our prayer letters now.
And
hold it in our right hand. Stretch it to the heavens. And let your amen be dynamic. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we spread our prayer letter to you after the order of Hezekiah. You are the God that answered it by fire. Answer by fire in the name of Jesus.
Let every prayer written here
be
converted to testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Whether the devil likes it or not, you shall be lifted. You shall be lifted. You shall be a victor and not a victim. Any organized warfare against your destiny, let them be scattered in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You wave the prayer letter to the Lord as you pick any song of praises in your mouth. Any song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Say, this is my prayer letter. I stretch it towards heavens. I decree by the decree of heaven that every point I've written on this paper, that the Lord will arise and over answer the prayers. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can put the prayer letter away now.
You let her do it now, by you.
And now pray these three prayers of divine insurance for yourself and for your family. Say this after me loud and clear. I take a divine insurance. By the blood of Jesus, for myself and my family, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. I take a divine insurance for myself and my family in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this with only anger. I fire back every arrow of timely death. In the name of Jesus. Pray it loud and clear. Fire it back. Jesus' name we pray. Say this louder than anyone here.
We pray low, rather.
That's the last prayer point you want to pray here today. Say, I put myself and my family in the envelope of divine fire. Can I hear you saying this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. That's right. Take a divine insurance to the glory of the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We praise the only name for everyone you brought to this program. Thank you because you have given something to everybody. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. It is written that your people shall to the hills raise up their
heads.
From there comes their help. Their help comes from the Lord who made them
stand.
You will not suffer their feet to be moved. For he that keepeth them will not slumber. That keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. As you go, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. And I declare at the spirit of the Lord that this shall be a month of positive celebration for you. In the name of Jesus. Someone is in this meeting. You specifically told the Lord that Father,
hey, Baba,
let them mention my case here today so that my problem will be solved. The Lord said immediately you step your feet on this ground, that problem has been taken away. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.